1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is On Wisconsin with Chris McIntosh. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.
Fame on the bricks and how the plans are in the works to find a new home for that as the indoor facility gets built here just to the east of Camp Randall Stadium. So we'll get to all of that and more on Wisconsin with Chris McIntosh. We're underway in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Coach Fickle here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook. Find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
This is On Wisconsin, our conversation with Chris McIntosh, Athletics Director at the University of Wisconsin, our first hour-long program of the season. We'll have four of these throughout the course of the academic year, two football games in the books, and a rather sizable one, at least in terms of the national public eye. It'll be all eyes will be on Madison, Wisconsin this week as Alabama comes to town. First, welcome in the ever-changing world of college athletics. I wonder how, I've talked with some other folks, like, boy, being an athletics director is always a challenge, and more than ever in a lot of ways, just with the changing face. And yet, on Saturdays, there's football games, and like for you, that's got to be the joy, seeing 75,000 plus here at Camp Randall.
Oh, without a doubt, and it's good to see you, Matt, and as we kick off a new year, you know, 75,000 plus in Camp Randall, you see the look on the faces of our players, the excitement. You know, those are things that don't change. Those are things that make Wisconsin athletics, Camp Randall, a special place. And they're nice reminders in the midst of, you know, all the other changes happening right now across the industry. And you know, there have been changes across the industry in the past. And, you know, my predecessors have had to deal with them just in a different set of circumstances. And so I think it's something that we've, you know, historically embraced and you know, done our best to determine what's important, what we're trying to accomplish. And I keep reiterating, you know, what's important for us, what's important, I believe, for college athletics is that student athletes are students and athletes, and that they're part of a university, and that they get to pursue degrees that are life-changing to them, that a lot of kids are able to do that, broad-based opportunity for us, 23 sports, and that we put them in a position in which they can chase their athletic dreams and have, you know, championship level expectations or aspirations and competitive excellence. And those are the three things that we will continue to drive towards. And how we do that will undoubtedly be different than we have in the past. But we will embrace the changes that are coming our way. And I think that there are aspects of them that will provide opportunity for us.
I remember your predecessor here, your coach, Barry Alvarez, always talked about no matter what change, however that's defined, if it's on the football field or whatever, he said you have to embrace it. You have to embrace change. And the thing about you is you seem, that's you too. It's mm-hmm. like, and you know, I don't know, like resisting it would not be the right path anyway, but you said, yeah, this is what it is. Tell us what it looks like, and then we'll gather and move accordingly here.
Yeah, I don't think we spend a lot of time or energy in the resisting it phase. I don't think that's going to do us any good. In fact, I think it has the potential to be detrimental to our program. So embrace it. Think about what it could mean in order for us to deliver on what those things that are important to us, like I just mentioned. And then trust that there is opportunity in this. I think I said something similar the day I accepted the job. We're heading into a world that's a dynamic one right now. But we can be successful in this world, and we can be excellent in a position of excellence. And those are the things that we as an organization are excited about.
Well, let's circle back, because as we said, you know, no matter, and part of the thing with college football, the off season is forever, it mm-hmm. seems like. And there's always the talk about there's expansion. There's, you know, going to go out to USC here at the end of the month. But game days are game days. And we have seen, you know, we're sellout crowds two of the first three games here. We include Alabama. Season tickets are sold out. The team itself, You know what good looks like and all that. What's jumped out to you about this team through the first two ball games?
Yeah, I think, you know, what's jumped out at me is this team has a tremendous amount of potential. And if you think about each of the two games, you know, there are opportunities that maybe we didn't capture. There are certainly moments in which we rose up and showed a glimpse of kind of what this team is made of. I'm thinking about after Jake Chaney was ejected from the game. That was a pivotal moment in the game. And you saw something different come out of our, not just our defense, but out of our team. And I think, you know, a lot of those things, you know, especially in the first game, first games are, they're different. Mm-hmm. And, you don't, you know, many times you don't really understand what your opponent is going to do, what their strategy is going to be. In the world that we're living in, you got a lot of new players coming from all different programs on both sides of the ball, and it's kind of a crapshoot. And I think that game, though, there are many things that there are moments in which we just didn't quite finish that would have made it an entirely different game. And those, I think, those make me excited about the potential of this team. Obviously, Alabama coming in on Saturday is a huge test. At the same time, it's a huge opportunity. And, you know, we've talked about, and I've heard Luke talk about how, you know, we're going to understand as we go into the schedule, not limited to Alabama, how we measure up against some of the best teams in the country. And certainly, you know, we'll know more late Saturday afternoon as to how we measure up. But I think it's exciting. I think it's the type of game. Well, I would say it's the type of game that I'd love to play in. I think it's the type of game that our kids are excited about. I think it's the type of game that we want to have more of in Camp Randall, and we want to attract, you know, future players, recruits that are excited about playing in big time heavyweight bouts in Camp Randall. And this is certainly one of those.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on the next topic because of this whole series, which I think this was announced maybe 5 years ago. It was pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. When Wisconsin and Alabama would have a home and home. This is Alabama's, the football program last appeared in Madison in 1928, and despite Tauscher's claim, no, I was not here for that. But give us an idea of you know, how this, specifically with Alabama, hey, let's get together, let's play up here, and let's go down to Tuscaloosa. What was that process?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the last we played Alabama was 2015 at AT&T Stadium. Mm-hmm. And at that time, you know, there wasn't we weren't able to line up a home and home. And I think, you know, since then, there's been more, obviously more of a willingness to do so. I think, you know, we at Wisconsin have a desire to, like I just mentioned, play big games at Camp Randall. And this certainly is one of those. But at the same time, you know, in exchange, we'll go down to Alabama next year. And that's a heck of an opportunity and an experience for our players to participate in, to go into a historic venue like that and play what I'm sure will be a great team next year. And so I think, you know, for us, it's just something that excites everyone, our players, our coaches, everybody around our organization, and obviously our fans. And you know, it's the big noon game this week, and there's a lot of attention on our program right now, and it's a heck of an opportunity.
Yeah, these things are, with the big noon kickoff, their pregame show here, and you know, those guys in ESPN, they're both very highly viewed. The ratings for both have been good, and just to have, well, not just to have Fox here, mm-hmm. that's a spotlight. I mean, you know, Alabama gets a ton of pub and deservedly so with what it's done. But the Badgers are going to get some recognition, too, and that stuff can be priceless.
Yeah, it's a spotlight on our program this week. And you know, there'll be maybe more of a national attention placed on what we're trying to do, what we're building, and where we're at. And I think that the value of that message is priceless.
And ESPN will be elsewhere for its game day show. Jen Latta, who's you know, does a really nice job in Milwaukee on a daily basis, but she's been with ESPN for quite a while now, and she's doing a feature on Derek Jensen, a freshman offensive lineman, in-state guy, Arrowhead, who's going through a very, very difficult time right now. And what social media during training camp, when he was breaking out into song, it went viral, I guess you could say. I mean, I would imagine for you, an in-state offensive lineman here, with any player, it's going to hit close to home. But this one in particular will hit close to home.
Yeah, I think, you know, for those that aren't aware of the story, I think, you know, the feature that'll be done on him will be pretty powerful. You know, Derek's an amazing kid. and, you know, went through, he was dealt a tough hand and went through tragedy in his family. And, you know, I think when I saw the video, it meant something more than just what was a really awesome performance that got a lot of clicks. It was, you know, him being folded into this family, which is this team, and supported in a way in which, you know, while he's going through really tough times and now is away from home for the first time, you know, he's got an additional family that he can rely on with his teammates and with his coaches. And so it's a pretty powerful story. You know, unfortunately, he's not the only one. Recently, Aaron Witt is another example of a guy who's just gone through some really tough tragedy and the loss of his mother. And, but the support and the connection that they can now rely on, you know, amongst their teammates and their friends. It's one of the most beautiful things about being on a team like that. And those guys, at moments when they needed it, their teammates were there for them.
Yeah, Mari Snowden has gone through much the same. Chez Malusi, who I guess told Luke Fickell after the game Saturday, lost a grandparent. But each one, and everybody handles it his own way in this case, and whatever way you handle it is the right way. But maybe it does say something about the close-knit nature of this team, that it was is important for all of these guys to be with their team.
Yeah, I think it does, man. And you know, I would go back to there's some similarities to what we talked about at the top of the show, which is, you know, while everything is changing and there's a lot to be said and written about, you know, the pros and cons of where college athletics is going, there are still some very sacred things at the heart of it. And you know, a love for your teammate and that support is one of those. And it's an incredible network of support. And, you know, I would just tell you now, having a few years between me and my playing days, it doesn't end when your playing days end, because those people, those teammates become your best friends, and they stand up in your weddings and they become lifelong friends. And you know, unfortunately, you know, those guys had to rely on that network sooner than we'd ever have hoped.
Boy, speaking of that brotherhood, we saw that on full display for all the good reasons on Friday night, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony here on campus. We will talk about that. They had the Forever Badgers Endowed Scholarship Donor Brunch as well, which was terrific. Student-athletes, once again, represented very, very well. We'll talk about that and more as we continue on Wisconsin with Chris McIntosh in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Coach Fickell here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook. Find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mots and Matt from Brewpub Lots and Mots of Pizza, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Mots of Pizza, loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
We continue with On Wisconsin with Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. We'll get to the Hall of Fame ceremony last Friday night, a couple of minutes, but earlier in the day on Friday was the Forever Badgers Endowed Scholarship Donor Appreciation Luncheon, or brunch, I should say. Phoebe Bacon, the two-time Olympian, spoke on behalf of all the student-athletes, as did Jack Nelson, left tackle, really did a great job as part of a panel discussion. Those are always – that event does kind of – it brings you back to what you've touched on here, what it's about. I mean, these are athletes who excel. They check the boxes athletically, academically, socially, and it's just amazing how well they represent themselves, those who are behind the microphone.
100%. You know, it's a special thing when you're able to just observe the interactions that our student athletes have with the people who are supporting them, in this case through endowed scholarship. And you know, the event is, it really doesn't have anything to do with athletic success. And it's focused on academic excellence. And I would just say with an eye towards the long-term future. And, you know, it doesn't take long before you realize you've got these incredibly talented young people who are in the midst of chasing their dream. At the same time, they're thriving in the classroom, earning a degree that is going to position them to be successful for the next 40 or 50 years. And that's really what it's about. And I continue to be so proud of the way our student athletes represent our institution, our program, the way they interact with anybody outside of the walls of our facilities, in this case with our donors around endowments. And then you see Jack go up on stage, and really just, it was an expression of gratitude for the Meester family, who it was responsible for endowing his scholarship, and that was powerful. And then there's Phoebe Bacon, who basically gives a keynote. And I would just say, you know, she's she's perhaps one of the most impressive people I've ever met. Obviously, what she does in the pool speaks for itself, but what she's going to do once her days in the pool are behind her is limited only by her imagination, and she is a force. And now, it's a little unusual that we have the same athlete deliver the keynote twice, and she did after the first Olympics as well that she participated in, and. I think everyone left that event just with this feeling of appreciation for, as a whole, our student athletes and what they're trying to do. But certainly with the performance that Phoebe gave us, really just inspired.
I was happy for her. I had a chance to chat with her before the program, and I asked her, I said, have you been able to exhale a little bit? Because I can only try to imagine the training and all that goes into doing what she does and being among the very best in the world. And the answer was yes. She was able to spend a little relaxation, a little downtime in London with family, and then was back home. She's from the D.C. area, so she says she's recharged, and it was pretty cool to hear her tell the crowd that she has her eyes on 2028 in Los Angeles. Yeah. So hard enough to be an Olympian, then a two-time, she's gunning
about
to
be a trio.
A three-time. And by the way, in attendance there, speaking of student athletes and the definition of what they're about, Don Davey was back in town, four-time academic All-American, terrific defensive lineman here. His senior year was Coach Alvarez's first year, but Barry made it very clear that when they won, that he was always going to be a part of it. I told the crowd, I feel like America's slacker, and it was solidified because he took part in the Ironman and now doing the Tour de Wisconsin, the 700-mile bike ride to raise money for families of military veterans. I mean, what an impressive guy Don Davey is, right?
Yeah, and you're just – that's just the tip of the iceberg.
It is.
I mean, Don's an incredible person and, really – just a driven, he's been driven for a long time, and a friend and part of the family, obviously. But, you skipped over the $500,000 check that they presented the first responders on Friday. Mm-hmm. And there's just one thing after another. He's an inspiring person. I'm like you when you stand next to him. I mean, he's chiseled and he's ready to go. I don't know what you may have, but an Ironman over the weekend and then the commitment to a 700-mile bike ride the following week. I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I am sure. I have no chance. And he says he wants to do this. He wants to participate in Iron in these triathlons when he's 90. And I would say, don't rule that out. Yeah. Knowing him since his playing days here, just a remarkable guy. It's great to catch up with him. All right, Hall of Fame night. You know what that feeling is like to go in, and a couple of guys. Well, to all of them, to all 12 who went in, but specifically for football with Tarik Saleh and Donnell Thompson, and really all the athletes, all the inductees. You talk about that, the brotherhood or the family atmosphere of the men and women who were part of that class. They were very well represented.
Yeah, they were. I mean, it was a bit of a unique circumstance in that, both Donnell and Tarik overlapped and played together. And that allowed for a lot of the teammates that had played with both of them or in that same era to come and support them. And so it made for really cool. I was going to say a really cool night, but Tarik stretched this into an entire week of celebration. And, there was a lot going on around town and a lot of friends, teammates, from back then that were in town first time in a long time. And, it's fun to catch up and that event is just an awesome, awesome event in that, the people that the inductees are so, obviously, they're so accomplished, but the stories that you hear are as powerful as any. And from top to bottom, I thought every one of the inductees did a great job, opened up and shared a little insight into what, on the outside is easy to just to view as just this, unstoppable force. Then you start to hear about what they overcame or, some of them had their own doubts that they had to overcome or had to have a coach convince them they could do more than they thought. Something that that I've talked about and can relate to, and it's an awesome evening.
You're right. They were all so good on stage, but I would tell you that many of them, maybe most, their microphone was shaking. It's not because they were nervous about being on stage. It was because the emotion, the meaning. Yeah. I mean, you know, Maria Pienka, whose office is right down the hall from where we're recording this, she's tennis All-American and has been in athletics administration here for a number of years. The emotions of this, you went through it. It means a lot to everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's just about the highest honor that you can receive. From the Badgers, and you know, I think what was interesting is, you know, the vast majority of the inductees never thought that they were going to get that call, and so that brings out a lot of emotion, and like you said, it's for people that are inducted because they're able to perform at a high level on a big stage. This event does bring out something different. And I think it is what you touched on. It's because it does mean a lot. And that's a very, very cool thing.
And congratulations to all. And among the things that you all are working on here with the Hall of Fame, I mean, there's a place, not even a lob wedge from the stadium, where each Hall of Famer is recognized. There are the bricks that have been in existence here for 30 plus years. Can you let us know what the update is or the planning stages of trying to find a location for that?
Yeah. I mean, for those that aren't tracking that, you know, this, the construction of the new football indoor facility will serve as a catalyst to, we'll have to relocate both of those, both the Hall of Fame and the bricks. And so we're in the process of doing that. We've got a couple of ideas for the Hall of Fame and a few ideas for the brick walk. The brick walk was one that, you know, given the feedback that I received from our supporters, you know, we had to, it made sense to come up with a different plan of action. And so, instead of just returning the bricks to those that purchased them and put them in place, we're going to incorporate them into the new design of the building, which is that we're in the midst of that design process right now. And I guess I would just say I'm grateful for the feedback that I received, because I do believe change of course was the right thing to do. And I would just say I apologize to any of those that were upset or put off by it. And in particular, you know, one of the things that became clear is many of those bricks were placed there in memory of people that sought or got enjoyment out of being a Badger and being around. So for that, I would just apologize. And I hope that our new course of action, even though there's a little bit of uncertainty as to how they will actually be incorporated in the design, I can assure you that they'll be prominently displayed. And I think my hope is that will be acceptable.
All right, very good. We will take a break. When we continue, among the activities Saturday, a celebration of a running back who, in our opinion, remains college football's all-time career leading rusher. We'll also update you on volleyball. The soccer program's off to a good start as well. We'll continue on Wisconsin with Chris McIntosh in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. When players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Mats and Matt from Brewpub Lots and Mats of Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Mats of Pizza, loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Rolling on with On Wisconsin with Chris McIntosh. A reminder, we'll have Coach Fickle's radio show, Camp Randall Live, on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock on the Badgers Sports Network as we get you ready for the Crimson Tide. A.J. Blazek, Badgers offensive line coach. I don't know if he knows this or not, but apparently he's going to be our guest assistant here as well. Great guy, by the way. I think you'll enjoy hearing from both of them. Well, on Saturday, first of all, I do a double take that it's 25 years ago.
You and me both.
You lived it. Yeah. You're blocking for old number 33, Ron Dane, who set the NCAA career rushing record that day. I know there's some calculations with the NCAA, but as far as we're concerned, 71-25 is the yardage total, well ahead of the field. That's just going to be so cool, like recognizing greatness.
Nick Davis wide left, Chris Chambers to the right, Coons the fullback, Dane the tailback. Any carry now could be for the record. Bollinger under his center. Casey Robach takes. Gives it to Dane. Straight ahead. Dane across the 20. He's to the 25. Cuts right. Dane to the 30. 35. Dane across the 40. Dane across the 45-yard line. And there it is. Ron Dane has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader. The man of few words has rushed for more yards than anyone in Division I history.
And he showed all of his skills on that one run.
As hard for you as it is, I mean, maybe harder for you than it is for me to understand that was 25 years ago?
That doesn't seem possible. You know, on one hand, it seems like it was yesterday, and I think that just speaks to how powerful that day was and everything that wrapped around that day. And, you know, the celebration, if not relief, that we were able to get him that record, that, you know, that was a team goal that year, knowing that if Ronnie got that record, that very likely everything else was going to fall in place, or that was one of the things that needed to fall in place for us to achieve our other team goals. And so, you know, that was a moment, it turned out to be a historical moment, for us and our program, and it's hard to believe it was 25 years ago. But I think this is, you know, this weekend on Saturday, it's an awesome opportunity to not only, you know, recognize the achievement that was that day, and the celebration, and, you know, some of the footage I've seen around that day is, you know, gives me goosebumps. It brings back so much emotion. But also, you know, admittedly to also acknowledge that, like you said, he is the all-time rushing leader, and the facts support that, and there's no getting around it. That can't be disputed. In fact, he's the all-time rushing leader by a significant margin. And, you know, that's something that I think is important for us to reiterate. And that's how he's seen, and that's how he should be seen, because he earned it. And, you know, it's not like the stats around four bowl games were lost. It's accessible. And so I don't understand how we can move the goalposts on this criteria and not take into consideration those who played in the modern era. And so I think Saturday will give us a good opportunity to reiterate that as well.
Yeah, in real world calculations, he's more than 500 yards ahead of the field here. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered, those of you who were on the team and lived it, you're blocking for him, Ronnie's running it. I just remember me on the outside, people would ask me, when do you think he's going to break it? First quarter, second quarter? It was like it was an assumption it was going to happen. Yeah. And as it got closer to the game, I'm going, well, this is football. Stuff happens. Yeah. What was the vibe with you guys? I mean, oh, by the way, there was a Big Ten title to go get, too. But what was the vibe that week?
I mean, I think there was a lot of excitement, obviously. Iowa was a team. You know, when I arrived here as a freshman, I think it had been 17 years since we had beat Iowa. So there was no taking for granted that we were going to beat Iowa. And obviously, you know, it was a down year for Iowa that year. But that, you know, everything that you just mentioned, Matt, presented the perfect opportunity for a team like Iowa to come into Camp Randall and take it from us. And if there's ever a team that would do that, it would be Iowa. And so, like, you know, there was a lot of pressure on that game. And I think, you know, we didn't want it to be close. We didn't want to leave it up for interpretation. We wanted to go out and own the game and control our own destiny, because there was a lot riding on it. Like, not just the individual historical achievement, but a Big Ten title and another trip to the Rose Bowl after what had been, you know, a season that we've talked a lot about that, you know, didn't exactly get off to the start that we wanted to. And by the way, that record, you would probably remember better than I, but, you know, with four or five games left in the season, that record looked almost unattainable, the way that the season was tracking. And we had to do a lot of catching up on the back half of that season. And so, you know, to be able to go out and to be in a position where we could, it's not like Ronnie needed 250 yards that day. But to get him that when we did on the front half of that game was personally, it was as much a relief as it was anything else.
Yeah, the catching up. I distinctly remember midseason, maybe just past midseason, you guys were beating the brakes off of Indiana. Ron had run for a ton in the first half. And then Steve Malchow, then the sports information director, comes into our booth and has this long look on his face. Steve, they're going to sit Ron in the second half. I'm going, oh, no. It's like he could get another 100.5 minimum here.
Yeah.
Because
he happened to have a guy named Michael Bennett right behind him.
Yeah, world-class speed. And the head ball coach here was concerned with, I don't know, winning the following week and so on and so forth. Yeah, I think Barry knew what he was doing. Anybody who has ever been in contact with Ron, too, it takes you about 3 seconds to realize he's a great dude. But he was always, you know, he would do the public or the media things. You know, he did a lot of stuff with charity work, with the Humane Society. But in a lot of ways, in that regard, because he wasn't a big talker, he was probably the perfect teammate, too, wasn't he?
He was, from an O-lineman's perspective, he's the perfect teammate. You know, Ron is a dear friend of mine and still lives in the area, does a lot of work with Goodman Community Center right now, currently. But he was, he's not one that is seeking of attention. And so in a way, he's kind of got an O-lineman's personality or demeanor. And And, you know, he would always deflect the attention that was given to him to his linemen. And I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it's a brilliant strategy. Like, you want to get guys to block hard for you because your success depends upon it. Well, then share with them some credit, and it's a pretty good feedback loop. And it worked out pretty well, pretty much for everybody. The whole team, just about everybody on that O-line, just about anybody that ever blocked for him ended up having a career beyond, and Ron did all right himself.
You guys, he was two-time Rose Bowl MVP. You guys back-to-back Rose Bowl champions. But when I think of the all-time magical moments, you know, Rose Bowl games are obviously it's best place ever.
Yeah.
But something about achieving something in front of the home crowd on a 70-degree day in mid-November, like when you think of, if it's not the very top, it's got to be awfully, awfully darn close that November day, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't have written it up any better. And then just, you know, think for a second about all of the things that just happened around that game beforehand, and the towels that were kind of a last minute add and addition. And then, oh, by the way, let's just retire his number after the game. And like, you know, and I give credit to, you know, at the time, Pat Richter as the athletic director to recognize the significance of that moment and to capture it and to enshrine his number. And you know, those are things that I don't know. It's hard for me to envision by today's standards how that would ever come together.
Yeah. By the way, I'd be remiss, and I think maybe a lot of you folks listening have already seen some of the photos on social media, but there's a lot of great merchandise in collaboration with Under Armour to recognize Ron, and just part of what.
And all of the 7,125 yards that he ran.
That is exactly right. 7,125, and don't you forget it. Well, as we record this, we're a few hours away from a home matchup for Coach Kelly Sheffield and the volleyball team. I wish he'd schedule tougher, you know, to start the. I mean, this will make them better, right?
Yeah.
And you know, they've obviously bounced back here a little bit of late, but my goodness, what a schedule he's got.
Yeah, you know, I think Kelly. I mean, there's a method to Kelly's approach, and if you've been paying attention to volleyball, you know, Kelly has referred to this team as one of the, if not the most talented teams he's ever had. And it's a mixture of veteran talent and really young talent, freshman talent, and when you have that kind of youth at a position like our setter, who's an incredible player, you know, for Charlie to get experience against the number one team in the country, or you know, three teams in the top 10 on the front end of this. I mean, these will not be the last time that we're going to play teams of that caliber. And I don't think Kelly wanted the first time. I mean, you got to get through the Big Ten schedule, which has got teams, no shortage of top caliber teams. But I don't think Kelly wanted the first time to be playing teams outside our league at that caliber to be in the postseason. And so I think this will be a really fun team to watch and see how they grow and progress over the course of a season, because there is no shortage of talent on the court. And, as the timing and the chemistry comes together, they should be really cool to watch.
They have Milwaukee tonight, Tuesday, 7 o'clock, and then next week they're going to be over at the Kohl Center Classic against Marquette. Tickets still available for that, by the way, so jump on board, UWBadgers.com, follow the links, and get yourself situated. I'm sure it'll be very close to sold out, but there are still a few tickets available.
Yeah, there are tickets available, and we would like to sell it out, and I would encourage our fans to come out, even if you've never been to a volleyball match. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I never watched a volleyball match before, but I watched a Badger match, and now I can't get enough. And so you might be next. So come on out and check it out. But, you know, this is an opportunity for us to elevate the game of volleyball, obviously feature on a huge platform, one of our women's programs. And it's definitely an opportunity we want to take advantage of. And so to pack the Kohl Center and make it an awesome environment is something that we can all help with.
All right. And I mentioned the men's soccer team, ranked 10th in the country right now, off to a 5-0
those start. Paula Wilkins in the women's program, four up, one down, and one draw here so far. So off and running into the fall sports season. Always a pleasure, sir.
Let's Likewise.
Soon. All right. Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. We'll take one more break back to wrap her up on Wisconsin with Chris McIntosh. Right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise, and peak flu season is almost here. Save time and get the updated COVID-19 vaccine and your flu shot at the same time at Hy-Vee. Schedule your updated COVID-19 vaccine and flu shot online today, or just stop by any Hy-Vee pharmacy whenever it's convenient for you. No appointment necessary. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, earn a 20-cent fuel saver. Your Hy-Vee pharmacy is here to help you and your family stay healthy. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Coach Fickle here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook, find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
And as a reminder, there is volleyball at the Fieldhouse tonight as the Badgers take on Milwaukee. And that will be underway, if you are catching this live, it's underway in mere minutes, 7 o'clock. And then obviously they have got the matchup next week at the Cole Center Classic, as the Badgers take on Marquette. Women's soccer team off to a 4-1-1 start. They'll be a home against Rutgers on Thursday. On Friday, the men's soccer team ranked 10th in the nation with a road trip out east as they head to Maryland. The cross-country teams will be at the Big Ten preview down in Champaign-Urbana. And, of course, we've got Badger football coming up on Saturday as Wisconsin takes on Alabama. Get a preview on Wednesday nights, the Luke Fickle Show, Camp Randall Live. And that will get rolling at 7:05 on Wednesday night as we recap last week's win against South Dakota and get a preview of Kalen DeBoer's Alabama Crimson Tide rolling into Camp Randall Stadium. First appearance for an Alabama football team in Madison since 1928. Our engineer is Dave McCann. For Chris McIntosh, I'm Matt LePay. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night alongside Coach Fickle on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to On Wisconsin with Chris McIntosh. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From Madison, but we would love to come down and check out your festival one of these days. Have a great weekend next weekend, and thanks so much for making this part of your night.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You got it. All right. That's Joanna Edmicke. She is the City of Waukesha Special Events Coordinator, and that sounds like a pretty special event. I can't remember. Did you watch Suits?
I haven't seen all of it. I've watched two seasons, and I just haven't got back into it yet.
Oh, you watched two seasons? Okay. Yeah.
And then I don't know why I stopped. I just stopped randomly. I just haven't got back to it yet.
But you didn't not like it?
No, it was... It's funny, and it has some serious moments. It has everything.
Okay. I got to check it out. I think I actually watched two episodes, and I liked it. But pilots can be kind of brutal to get through. They're trying to set so much stuff up, and it's obvious they're just giving you information. But I should stick with it or go back to it and kind of take my time with it and get into it. But if you are in the Waukesha area, check out Oktoberfest next weekend. It's at Frame Park in Waukesha, September 20th through the 21st. That's the two-day swing there. Friday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Free beer, Conrad, at 5 p.m. And then Saturday, 12 noon to 10 p.m. That sounds like a lot of fun.
You know, I will be in the neighborhood on that Saturday.
How convenient.
But
Saturday, you're going to miss the free beer.
I guess I have a wedding to go to. Do you think they'd, like, be mad if I was like, there's free beer, though?
You should totally show up and go, I'm really sorry I couldn't make it here last night. Is there any of that beer left over? I really meant to be here. I think that would be the way to go. You'd be like the biggest mooch of all time. All right. So yesterday, I really wanted to get to this clip last night. I think we have time now. How long is do we have time for the True Romance clip?
We do not.
We do not?
No, that's a decent sized clip.
We're showing the whole movie. What do we have? What do we have time for? We got to play one of these clips. I got all these clips. I went to great.
We could do the Modern Family.
Let's do the Modern Family. Okay, so it was Eric Stone Street's birthday yesterday. He plays Cam on Modern Family, one of the funniest characters on TV. He is married to Mitchell, and he is Cam is an big, overweight, husky guy who played college football. Now he's married to Mitchell. They're a couple, and Cam's first love is clowns, and he plays Fizbo. And here he jumps to the defense of his, I think, boyfriend at the time. I don't think they were married yet. So picture a guy in a big clown outfit getting out with huge clown shoes.
Hey.
Hey yourself. Move.
You kind of just bumped me with your car.
I don't think so.
No, you did because, I got grease on my pants and then also I felt it.
Call an ambulance.
Okay. I just thought you might want to know in case you wanted to be a decent human being and apologize, but no. Okay.
What did you say?
Forget about it, all right?
Listen, Carrot Top, I didn't touch you. So do the smart thing. Shut your hole, get in your car, drive away.
Is there a problem here?
What the hell are you?
I'm the ass-kicking clown that'll twist you like a balloon animal. I will beat your head against this bumper until the airbags deploy. So apologize to my boyfriend right now.
Apologize? Boyfriend?
Apologize!
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Let's go. We're going to be late.
And they went home and had the best sex of their lives. That is a really funny show. I love Modern Family, and I love Cam. And when he does Fizbo, it's a thing of beauty. Very funny. All right, we've got more clips coming up, including one from True Romance and a very funny Brian Regan clip. I'm very excited. We're going to be talking at 7:35 to Cat in the Hurricane. We got introduced to their music by Terry Barr on a bar band Friday night a couple weeks ago, and I'm very excited they'll be on the show tonight. So that's at 7:35. More Nightlight coming up after Civic Media's award-winning news. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Civic Media, Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we welcome the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, back to the program. Your calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. It's a gut feeling. Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on this.